It was lukewarm and tasted of plastic. He made a face and set it back down. Then he raised the brimming shot glass in Cameron's direction.
"Cheers," he said.
But before he brought the drink to his lips, she shook her head and stormed away. He watched her round the corner at the far end of the bar and disappear from sight. Seconds later, he heard the kitchen's swinging double doors bang open. Once they'd clack shut behind her, leaving Hendricks certain she couldn't return without him hearing, he dumped the shot into the potted ficus tree beside him. He'd been coming to the Salty Dog, a quaint, clabbered-sided seafood joint overlooking Long Island's Port Jefferson Harbor, for 3 weeks, always parking his ass on the same stool from noon to closing. In that time, the ficus had been out-drinking him 3-1. He was amazed he hadn't killed the thing by now. Every once in a while, he made a show of spilling a shot across the bar, in part to establish himself as a sloppy drunk, and in part to explain the smell this corner had taken on. It must have worked, because no one in the place had said 5 words to him until today, when the new girl decided to take pity on him, and even she'd been here a week before she gathered the nerve. Hendricks figured she was just some overzealous undergrad, bright-eyed and idealistic, who'd yet to learn that the broken people of the world rarely wanted to be fixed. And although he was plenty broken, it was a life of violence, not booze, that was to blame. The shot disposed of, the waitress gone, Hendricks watched the anchored sailboats bob like seabirds on the bay. He was happy for the momentary quiet. It didn't last. A shadow fell across the restaurant's storefront. Hendricks swiveled in his stool and saw a black Range Rover roll to a stop at the curb. A spray-tanned side of beef in wraparound sunglasses climbed out of the back seat. Then he pushed open the Salty Dog's front door and stepped inside. He wore a polo shirt 2 sizes too small for him, and a pair of garish Madras shorts. Canvas loafers, each the size of a rowboat, encased his feet. If his get-up was intended to help him blend in with the yacht club set, it fell well short of that goal. His nose was misshapen. His ears were cauliflowered. There was no doubt in Hendricks's mind that he was hired muscle. The man took off his sunglasses and looked around the restaurant. Hendricks feigned indifference, swaying drunkenly atop his stool and idly spinning his empty shot glass on the bar like a top. The man eyed Hendricks in his frayed khaki shorts, rumpled button-down, and sweat-stained Titleist ball cap and apparently dismissed him. Hendricks looked like half the drunks in every ritzy zip code bar from here to Hilton Head. The man flipped the sign in the front window to closed, shut the curtains, and took up a position by the door. Another guy of the same make and model entered and headed toward the kitchen without a word. Along the way, he rapped on the restroom doors and checked inside. When he entered the kitchen, Hendricks heard the chef's surprised tone quickly give way to friendly recognition. They conversed a moment. Hendricks couldn't make out the exact words, but by the sound of it, the chef was introducing him to the new girl. And then he returned to the dining room and gave his buddy a nod. The man beside the door parted the curtain slightly and gestured to someone outside. The door swung open once more. Hendricks half expected another spray-tanned goon, but instead in walked a handsome 30-something man in a linen shirt, seersucker shorts, and leather flip-flops. His complexion had a Mediterranean cast, and his high cheekbones, tousled hair, and cultivated stubble made him look as if he'd stepped out of a men's magazine. Once the door closed behind him, the Range Rover pulled away.
"Good afternoon," he said to Hendricks. "My name is Nick Pappas."
"James Dalton," Hendricks lied. "But my friends call me Jimmy." He'd taken the name from Patrick Swayze's character in Roadhouse.